WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today, we speak with James Simon, a sculptor who's fostering public art in his neighborhood of Uptown.
When James Simon moved into a three-story warehouse in the Uptown section of Pittsburgh in 2000, the area was much different than it is now. Simon says his street, Gist Street, was a prostitute hangout, and the neighborhood had a dangerous reputation. At that point, Simon was in the midst of a successful career as a sculptor and a creator of public art. He'd been living in Brazil, but was drawn back to Pittsburgh to help support his family. It turns out that he had roots in Uptown all along.
You know, after I thought about it, after I dug in here for a while, I realized that my dad actually went to the Fifth Avenue High School, just, you know, catacorner to my building, and grew up on Dinwiddie Street. So I ended up moving into my dad's old neighborhood, which is, I think, is pretty fascinating without me really even, you know, knowing or intending that at all.
Just for fun, Simon created a sculpture of a larger-than-life gorilla peeking its eyes over the garage door of his Gist Street studio. Soon, he says, it became a destination for local residents to take photos under Baby Kong.
Even, like, you know, cops and magistrates would drop by and get out of their car and get under there to get photographed. It's like, nobody's really done much here at all on the street forever, you know. It's just really a blighted area, and people really like when you do something nice or fun on the street. So that kind of kicked off this whole idea.
The Art on Gist Street project was born, and it would only get bigger from there. Simon and his friend and neighbor John Flaner have created most of the works, but others have joined in as well. Simon says Gist Street has essentially become an outdoor art gallery.
There's a lot of artwork on the streets now. It's stuff that I made, stuff that John painted, and then invited a lot of people from the region, from Pittsburgh, and also internationally. Friends from Mexico and other places have come and done stuff. Completely grassroots.
Dale McNutt, Simon's friend and founder of the local small business incubator Startuptown, says the public art and a long-running public reading series at Simon's apartment were catalysts for change across the neighborhood.
And the Gist Street readings also brought 80 to 100 people into this community the first Friday of the month. And there was just the impetus to bring that sort of creative intellectual capital into Uptown, I think really helped propel the neighborhood forward.
After those two projects took off, Simon and other partners started the neighborhood group Uptown Partners, which Simon says has given the formerly neglected neighborhood a voice in local government. He went on to create two more prominent sculptures that now bookend the neighborhood, the Welcome to Uptown sign across from the Birmingham Bridge and the Uptown Rhythm relief sculpture on Duquesne University's campus. Simon says he wasn't trying to create any large-scale change when he started putting up public art on Gist Street, but he's happy it's inspired the neighborhood.
I mean, I'm always a believer that public art on the streets is a really good thing to do for people's environment.
I'm Noah Brode, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.